2.4 Part 2
So, what age do most people's first memories come from? And are our first memories reliable? Or are they sometimes based on something people have told us? John's been looking at some of the research into how our memories work. Let's start at the beginning then, John. At what age do first memories generally occur?
Well, according to research, 80% of our first memories are of things which happen to us between the ages of 2 and 4. In fact, a large study by Professor Martin Conway in 2018 concluded that it's impossible to remember events from before the age of 2.
That's interesting, because a lot of people would say they do have earlier memories.
Yes. In fact, the 2018 study asked 6,000 people for their earliest memories, and around 40% of them said they remembered being in their pram or cot, or the first time they walked, or the first word they spoke. But according to research, that just isn't possible.
Why is that?
There seem to be three main reasons. The first is that before the age of 2, children don't have a clear sense of themselves as individuals. They can't usually identify themselves in a photo. And you know how a very small child enjoys seeing himself in a mirror, but he doesn't actually realise that the person he can see is him. Children of this age also have problems with the pronouns I and you. And a memory without I is impossible. We can't begin to have memories until we have an awareness of self.
And the second reason?
The second reason is related to language. According to research, first memories coincide with the development of linguistic skills, with a child learning to talk. And as far as memory is concerned, it's essential for a child to be able to use the past tense so that he or she can talk about something that happened in the past and then remember it. And finally, it seems that the part of the brain needed for memories to form doesn't function fully until a few years after birth.
And what are first memories normally about? I mean, is it possible to generalise at all?
Early memories seem to be related to strong emotions, such as happiness, unhappiness, pain, and surprise. Research suggests that 3/4 of first memories are related to fear, to frightening experiences like being left alone, or a large dog, or having an accident, things like falling off a swing in a park. And of course, this makes sense and bears out the evolutionary theory that the human memory is linked to self-preservation. You remember these things in order to be prepared if they happen again, so that you can protect yourself.
So are first memories only related to emotions, or are there any specific events that tend to become first memories?
The events that are most often remembered, and these are always related to one of the emotions I mentioned before, are the birth of a baby brother or sister, a death, or a family visit. Another interesting aspect is that first memories tend to be very visual. They're almost invariably described as pictures, not smells or sounds. For example, festive celebrations with bright lights are mentioned quite frequently.
Is it true that first memories are often unreliable, in that sometimes they're not real memories, just things our families have told us about ourselves, or that we've seen in photos?
Absolutely. As I said, some people insist that their first memories are of learning to walk or sitting in a pram, but it's very unlikely that they would form such early memories, for all the reasons I've mentioned. But family stories can definitely be incorporated into our memory. So if your mother tells you the first word you ever said, over the years, that becomes your memory. You think you can remember it. A good example of that is the famous case of the Swiss psychologist Jean Piaget.